This is Forced Migration Review, Volume 61, June 2019. Ethical Dilemmas Posed by Unethical Behavior by Persons of Concern, by Anna Tourous. What ethical dilemmas affect humanitarian agencies' responses to fraudulent behavior by persons of concern? And how might refugee community structures be more involved in defining responses? Fraudulent acts by persons of concern can have an impact on the quality of humanitarian programs and on agencies' accountability to donors and the affected population at large. For example, UNHCR, the UN Refugee Agency, has long established internal procedures to address fraud in the resettlement process, including through ensuring that investigations are carried out by experienced protection staff without prior involvement in the case. In 2017, UNHCR expanded the scope of its integrity efforts beyond the resettlement program, producing guidelines to help staff manage situations where a person may have fraudulently attempted or managed to obtain assistance and/or protection. UNHCR recognizes that the very circumstances in which most refugees live can contribute to reinforcing those triggers that may lead to unethical behavior. Such triggers may be self-serving bias, that is, the tendency to consider actions committed by ourselves less harshly than the same actions committed by others, or rationalization and minimization of one's own wrongdoing. For example, because a small fraud is not perceived as having an impact on large humanitarian agencies. These are common facilitators of unethical behavior across societies, which may reasonably be expected to gain more weight in the context of forced displacement, where access to life-saving assistance and durable solutions is at stake. Complexity of imposing penalties. UNHCR's approach requires that once an investigation has established that fraud has been committed or attempted by persons of concern, corrective actions must be applied. Despite not being punitive in nature, these actions are likely to result in the loss of eligibility for the